This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today is Paper Bird.
There is something in the water, and my mind's a little blank. But there are answers in the breezes, softly whispering. There is freedom on the road, and a book that feels like home. There's a million lovers you could have tonight.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be speaking today with Carly Akins and Paul DeHaven from Paper Bird. Good to see you guys.
Great to see you too, John.
Thank you very much for making time to come by the studios and talk shop with us here. The most recent recording is called Paper Bird, self-titled album, and we're going to be talking about that as well as hearing music from that album. And paperbirdband.com is the name of the website. Maybe what we should do before we get any further is to talk about the other members of the group.
Yeah, we've got Caleb Summerall. He plays bass and harmonica. And Mark plays drums, Mark Anderson. Sarah Anderson sings and plays the trumpet from time to time. And Jenny Patterson sings and plays piano.
Well, my understanding is this is a very interesting time for the group. Carly, this is still relatively new experience for you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And so a lot of things are kind of coming into focus and maybe coming out of focus in some ways, too, for the group as they kind of find your new voice. Let's maybe talk about, Carly, how you came to the project.
Well, I was living in Toronto area at the time that this all went down. I was doing extensive touring through the States and Europe with a band called Bahamas, which is from Canada. And so I met I met a lot of the birdies along that path, and just through touring through Denver and through a lot of mutual friends who are also musicians, and you're on the same trajectory, so you're always crossing paths. But I didn't really get to know anyone that well. It was just in passing. And then Paul over here and I got to hang out in Austin at Willie Nelson's Ranch. We found ourselves both there taking in a concert. And we just kind of hit it off. And I was another good friend of ours, Jesse Elliott, had relocated to Denver. And so I was coming in earlier when I had tours through that area. And we were working on songs together. And Paul was often kind of like, you could say, a session player that was called upon to come and jam with us. So we kind of got to know each other that way. And then before we knew it, we were kind of corresponding songwriting kind of long distance together. And then I just got a call when Esme Patterson was leaving the band and they needed a new member. There's three women who share the vocal duties. They called me up and asked if I wanted to join, and that's how it began.
Great. Mm-hmm. And Denver is where the group kind of came together, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We all grew up, the rest of us grew up in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us live in Denver, some of us live in the mountains outside of Denver. But yeah, that was kind of the inception point for all of us.
And how did that happen? How did everybody get in one place and start to make music?
Well, Mark and Sarah are brother and sister, so they've known each other for a long time. Caleb and Sarah knew each other in high school. So there's old friendships and old families there. I went to college with Jenny, actually, and Caleb. And then, you know, we just became friends. And one day we decided to go up to the mountains as friends to go hang out. We brought some instruments with us, ended up writing 5 songs in a day or two. And we started busking on the streets of Breckenridge, Colorado. And people started throwing money in the hat. We had enough to buy ourselves a nice dinner and some beers, and we're like, hey, maybe there's a future in this for us. So we did that, and you know, I guess you could say the rest is history, but that was 10 years ago. We've been at it for over 10 years now.
Great.
Still getting paid in beers and meals, huh?
Still getting beers and meals.
The bare minimum. Anyway. It's great.
Your legs won't work.
Carly and Paul, one of the things I wanted to ask was the concept of having three distinct female voices as lead singers. Was that something that came about just kind of organically because of the members, or was it something, was it a real purposeful thing? Because it's a very unique concept.
You know, it was kind of an accident, really. Same with when we went up to the mountains and we started a band, wrote a bunch of songs, and we had a band. We decided, Jenny wasn't there, and we decided to bring her in because her sister was in the band too. And they just wanted to sing. The three of them wanted to sing together, and at the time it was two of us, and then Caleb and I, and then some other people joined. Anyways, it was just because we wanted to play together, I guess, and we wanted to sing together that way. It wasn't like a thought that we've got something here. This is our signature thing. I think we're aware of it now.
Yeah.
We needed to have three singers in order to keep our unique stamp and flavor.
You mentioned a second ago, you started to talk a little bit about songwriting. Let's talk about the songwriting process for the group as a whole, with such distinct, you know, voices that are representing the songs and the voices and musical voices that are behind the songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Paul and I started writing together kind of long distance, or I would send, because I was kind of stuck in Toronto and everyone was in Denver, I would just send little ideas or hash things out at home, and the band would decide if they wanted to flesh that out or if it stuck, those kind of ideas. But that's just one way of doing it. Sometimes it'll be Paul will have an idea and he'll bring it to the group, and maybe say Sarah will resonate with that and they'll kind of go off and kind of work that out together. Yeah, or typically if a woman's singing lead on the song, she's kind of been the principal writer in it, or there's all different kind of configurations within. There's not one way to go about doing it, which I think keeps it vibrant. I mean, for writing this record particularly, we had like 60 songs on the table.
Wow, 60?
Yeah.
6-0?
6-0. So like of all different kind of iterations, or like some were more, you know, fleshed out than others, but yeah, so we had a lot of material to work with, which was also difficult at times to kind of wean out the winners or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's where
everybody had their different opinions on that.
Yeah, sure. That's where a producer was kind of a blessing to help us kind of figure that out as an outsider. So.
Yeah, he let us just sort of let go. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think are the best songs? Let's see if we agree. And it turned out that we actually did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we're talking about producers, are we speaking of Mr. Oates?
We're talking about John Oates.
Okay, so let's get to that. That's definitely an interesting concept to this. I should mention John Oates has been a guest on this program.
Oh, great.
Had a real nice conversation with him a couple of years ago.
Nicest guy.
Yeah. Talk about how John Oates came to be a part of this project.
We were looking for people to write with and co-write with and just sort of expand. We'd never done that. We only written within our own group, within our own band. And we just kind of wanted to expand our horizons a little bit. So we reached out to some people, and he was one. He lives in Colorado part-time, Aspen, and he lives in Nashville the other part of the time. And he heeded the call, and he said, all right, let's, he listened to the music first, and he's like, oh, this is great. We actually don't have to start from scratch on songs. Your songs are great. Why don't I come down to your house and we'll just work on it. We'll just jam. We'll just play them. And I've got some ideas, and you'll have some ideas, I'm sure. And so we worked on three songs that first day, and it went really well. And we were high-fiving each other and crying a little bit. And,
yeah.
And we decided, and he said, well, you know, come out to Nashville. I've got a studio I like to work in. And so we did. We recorded the first half of the record, and then, that went well. Shopped it around, got some interest, and then finished the record about 6 months later.
I would think beyond the fact that he's, open quotes, open and close quotes, John Oates from Hall & Oates is one thing, but, you know, it doesn't take long to either listen to an interview with John Oates or get a chance to know him to realize just how deeply he goes into music, and his interests are very broad, and he has a real depth of understanding, which you'd think would be the case, but it's even more so, I think, than I expected.
Well, I mean, the other part of the story is that the night before John came to us, we had a kind of a witchy seance out in the mountains, and we lit a fire, and we wrote down all the things we wanted to let go from the past and all of our goals as a band moving forward. And you know, the main thing was like, we need to find a collaborator who kind of sees this vision for us and can help us achieve this. And, you know, we just were kind of at our wit's end, but we did know that John Oates was coming the next day, but we just thought he was coming to kind of help us write. Mm-hmm. And the next day we were kind of like, our witchiness came true. And now and now we have this perfect person who, yeah, has this insane, I mean, he's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. We don't need to go through his credentials, but
best-selling duo of all time.
Yeah, of all time, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, his like his love for like, you know, like the Temptations and all of that deep like Motown stuff as vocalists, first of all, that was like that breadth of knowledge was pretty amazing. And yeah, it's just like, just the his knowledge of the craft of songwriting all the way to his ability to play like whatever instrument was just was a blessing.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Carly Akins and Paul DeHaven from Paper Bird. I was kind of interested in the concept of a group that's put out several recordings, putting out its first self-titled recording. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing there's a lot to that choice. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we couldn't come up with an album title.
not nearly as much as I thought of.
And then we looked back at our catalog and realized we'd never done a self-titled album. It felt like we had become fully formed at this time. You know, through years and years of exploration as a band, we finally come to something within ourselves that says, no, this is what we're going for. This is who we are.
Well, from your own bio, it says you guys are trying to redefine your sound and kind of change musical directions. You know, talk about that a little bit and how that works into this.
I mean, well, Caleb at one point, who's now the bass player, was playing banjo, and there was an upright bass player and those
trombone
things.
Even
trombone,
in the past.
Yeah. So with personnel changes, as well as Esme parting ways, and everything was more plugged in. I joined. I kind of have like a rock voice, and so I feel like my manner of singing allowed the girls to really open up and find that part of their voices as well. Not that it, you know, it's always been there, and also just like allowing each person to kind of take the spotlight as well as singing together and those types of things. I think the sound was just evolving, and they were already in the process of this evolution before I joined, and then I think just having that a front person who's singing come in to finally, you know, really change things up. It was just a natural thing that felt like that was just where we were going.
Carly and Paul, and I promise this will be the last question that relates to your bio, but there's some good stuff in there to draw from. Ready to take on the world. I saw that phrase in the bio. And given what you've talked about in terms of, kind of taking stock in where the group is and where you want to go, I thought that was a really cool phrase. So my question is, what does that mean to you guys?
Well,
it sounds kind of cheesy when you but it's just this new optimism, I think, uh-huh. Just actually having faith in like that we've worked hard, we've put in the work, all of us. They've been a band for 10 years and I've been singing since I was a wee person, and just kind of having a vision of like that this could actually be something, and just taking it a little more seriously and wanting to share that with a broader audience, I think is mainly what that statement means.
Yeah. I don't know if I've put a whole lot of thought into that statement, but I am now. And I think the thought is just that we believe in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We believe in the music that we're making. We believe that it will translate to people's lives.
That it'll resonate, that, you know, yeah. We just want it to reach a broader audience, and we just want to play for people. We just want it to be heard.
Yeah, why not feel like you want to take on the world?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not cheesy, I don't think.
We put our eggs in this basket, and mm-hmm. we're ready to deliver the eggs.
Yeah.
Door-to-door, city-to-city egg delivery band.
A lot of us are in our 30s now, and, you know, it's just taking it more seriously, in that like this is what we love to do, and that it can be sustained if we love and believe in it enough, then hopefully the universe will align with that, you know.
Exactly.
But we're getting by on beers and meals, so we're okay.
Set aside my wishful thinking. but love departs. I need some land to plant my dreams in, and a lover for the dark. But I hope that you won't let me take that train for each door.
Paper Bird Band is the name of the website where you can go and find out all things Paper Bird, including all things Carly Akins and Paul DeHaven. Thank you so much for making time for stopping by and chatting with us and talking shop here at Musician Spotlight.
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's been a great time. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, John.
My mind thought I'd shut you out, and then you find your way through the space I felt open over again. I knew when I met you, still tried to run off to forget.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Paper Bird. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.